and financially affordable. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today to enroll now. Leave your contact info for someone to reach out to you today. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You will be glad you did.
Join Pastor John Fonville for Him We Proclaim every weekday morning at 9:30, brought to you by Paramount Church. Him We Proclaim is an extension of the church to help bring the good news of the gospel to all people. Pastor John's passion and prayer is that through ministry and the resources Paramount Church makes available, the gospel becomes paramount in your life. Paramount Church invites you to join them weekday mornings at 9:30, right here on The Truth. Visit ParamountChurch.com. This message sponsored by Perry McCall Construction.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful that you've joined us today. We look forward to what you will say. Questions and comments, 904-831-0917. We're asking the question, should we be worried or rejoice? You know, we're told by a group of false teachers, false prophets, that just a few days from now, the 23rd of September, that Jesus Christ is going to rapture the church out and he's going to return. Also, we're talking about the fact that President Trump has signed an executive order that says that election's going to be on one day. It'll be on paper. It will not be on the Dominion voting machines, and that ID will be required. What say you? Is that a good move or is it not? And also, one of the things that I'm wanting us to get into, if time will allow, I'm looking at the headline that says, I want the answer, and I want it now. President Trump demands drug companies justify their so-called success of COVID shots. I'm glad, ladies and gentlemen, that finally the truth is oozing out of the seams, and some are seeing that. We're also talking about the fact that we find that the mass shooter, the one that just shot up a Catholic church and school, killed 2, injured about 18, that his mother formerly worked with the school. He had gone to school there. He's had gone into the transition from male to female back in 2019. His mother's authorization. His mother worked at the school up through 2021. But the find that is new that you're not hearing the Socialist Marxist Communist Network news talk about is the fact that his daddy was an operative in the CIA. Operative in the CIA. What say you? We have Jim on the line. Jim, just before the break, you were talking. Go ahead with your comments and your question.
Yes, sir. In regards to the halal butcher, there are some environmental impact issues that should be addressed by the citizens that live in that area. And I'll start off naming a few of them. One of the things that you can't do, according to the USDA, is the brain stem and the brain of the animal cannot be processed because of mad cow disease. Also, you have effluent that will be coming from that plant that can't go into the local municipality wastewater treatment systems there because of the nature of it. So the hides that are taken from the animal, every place that I've ever been that has a processing plant or packing plant or rending plant, they take those hides, they throw them in the back of a trailer, and every time you open that door, it'll about knock you out because there's putrefaction that is occurring in there because they can't just ship one hide at a time. They'll wait till they fill an entire trailer, then they'll ship it off to a leather processing place. So you've got all these considerations of what do you do with the byproducts of the animal itself. The bone goes to bone meal plants. The intestinal organs, typically, depending on what they are usually dumped into a well or emacerated, then dumped into a well. Those are pulled off and then treated at a another type of plant that may be have a little bit more ability to handle that type of biosolid. So there are some considerations in the middle of a residential neighborhood. I would not want to live next to that plant. Just for
absolutely
those reasons alone.
Absolutely not. But and you're correct with all that you've said. Notwithstanding that, I'm against it because what we see taking place across the globe, around the globe, we find today, just in the state of Texas, 330 mosques, 450,000 Islamic jihadists, and they're demanding to be able to build an entire city with a mosque and everything surrounding it, with only Islamics being able to purchase and move into that community. We see in the UK today, Islam and the Islamic dogma controls the UK. We find today almost all of France is totally under the control of the Islamic jihadist. Germany is just about totally gone with its control of the Islamic jihadist. We find about 51% of the Russian army Islamic jihadist. We're witnessing an onslaught of rapidly dominating of the Islamics across the nation and around the globe. We have that in America today, heavily in Wisconsin. We have that today in heavily in Michigan, etc. I'm looking at the surahs in the Islamic Quran, Surah 3151. We should cast terror into the hearts of all non-Muslims. Surah 3157, Surah 3157. If you are killed in the way of Allah, you have forgiveness, that is, jihad. Kill the Jews and the Christians. Surah 2191. Kill them, all non-believers, wherever you find them. Kill them, such is the reward for non-Muslims. Surah 2193. Fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. And I've got dozens and dozens and dozens that I have simply put into my book, Is Islam Tolerant? And it is an amazing thing to me that our political leaders on a local level, state level, and national level do not recognize the storm that's before us that will absolutely destroy America. In fact, demographers of 2009 said that by 2050, America would be a nation controlled by Islam. And yet there seems to be no concern on the behalf of our politicians. Right here in Jacksonville is a very good example of it. So I'm 100% opposed to that. I think zoning should be turned down. I think that every citizen listening to me today, call your city councilman and kind but demand that this application be denied, be refused, be totally rejected, and hopefully it would not come up again. Jim, if something like that's going to be built, it needs to be out in an industrial area, out into an area where it is approved for that and will not destroy the peaceful rest and comfort of a residents living in the city of Jacksonville in particular. So I'm opposed to that. Transitional thought, Jim, what's your knowledge in relationship to the transgender shooter that we discover now had roots, his dad being part of the CIA.
I'm just dumbfounded by it. To be honest with you, I don't know what he did, whatever he was with the CIA, what type of analysis he was, or where departmentally he was, but it's obvious that him and his wife did not have a good control of their son's, you know, madness there, and they didn't do anything to help that disturbed individual find himself. It's just sad, Doctor. I'm going to be honest with you.
It is sad, and I'm concerned about the fact that he is, I believe he is the, what would you call it, the canary in the cave. He's crying out. He was crying out. He wanted to detransition. He said, I'm wearing my hair long because it still identifies me in the transition move. And he said, but if I cut my hair, then I'll be made fun of because I could not go through with the transition into total. He said, and he goes on to say, I didn't have the funds to pay for the surgeries that I still needed to make the full transition. But he hated God. He hated the church. He hated hated Christians, hated the Jewish people. He was simply totally deranged, and it was because of the psychotropic drugs that he was being given for his transition. And I've got document after document after document talking about what happens with that those drugs that are given. In fact, President Trump, and through Robert Kennedy, is now searching out an answer to that and what can be done and how it needs to be handled with those drugs for transition that's being given and what it does to a person's mind. So, Jim, it deserves our prayer and consideration. And again, I encourage our listeners, call your city councilman. Let them know you do not want an Islamic jihadist slaughterhouse here in our city. I believe that we need to, our voices need to be heard. I don't know whether it'll come up tonight's city council meeting or not, but I believe that our listeners need to check. If it is, be there in number demanding that the application be withdrawn or turned down completely. So, Jim, it demands our prayer. Our recognition, yes, of what has taken place. Thanks so much for your calling. You. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe James is on the line. James, go with the question or comment, please.
There's a lot of James and Jims calling in. Hey, Dr. Youngblood, terrific show. I just caught the last few minutes, and yes, definitely no. And I don't know if that's on the agenda either with the city council, but that's out of the question. It should not be. We should not be conforming to the beliefs of radical Islam. And worried about a slaughterhouse in the midst of our city to adhere to their religious requirements. I think that's crazy. It's ridiculous, and it's all part of the upside down world. I recently heard, like within the last few minutes, and I'm sure it's starting to come across the news feeds, that talk about crazy. The one of the front runners for mayor of the city of New York is Mamdani, I think he is, a Marxist socialist,
yes.
Muslim. And he's got crazy ideas for what he wants to do for New York. And ironically, he just got endorsed by former mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, who's also, you know, I guess socialist light. We need to have little variances or nuances for some of these people. The overall truth, though, is they're crazy. And it's what the left does. I mean, we have trans people nowadays. Back in the 80s, they were considered gender dysphoric. Or gender dysphoria, and it was a mental illness, and it was treated as such. And now it's embraced, and you can be a girl too. You can be a woman. But wait, I'm a man. No, you can be a woman if you want to. And as men and women of the church, we're to stand up, obviously courageously, and with love, but not to go along with a lie. And for radical Islam to come in and little by little, piece by piece, like a cancer, take over and bring Sharia law ultimately, and either sign us up or employ us or enslave us, aka enslave us, or make us go to sleep forever for that eternal rest in heaven. That's the goal, unfortunately, and it's rough to talk that way, but it's the truth.
James, let me ask you. You're exactly right. Let me ask you a question. All of these issues we're talking about now are not necessarily linked, other than the fact in the day and time in which we're living. In the last days, perilous times shall come, the scripture says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. That means dark, dangerous, devastating, and difficult. And what we see taking place is good evidence of that being true. What are your thoughts in relationship to Christians believing, embracing, celebrating, and buying the material of the false teachers, the false prophets, that are saying that Jesus Christ is going to rapture the church out now on the 23rd of September?
I think it's very, very sad. I think it's very sad and very unfortunate, and I think it's weak pastors and weak parishioners, weak folks in those churches that are doing that, and they're falling for that sort of thing. I always go back to the first part of Galatia where it says, "Oh, Galatia, who has bewitched you?" You can be happy and smiling and shaking hands and thinking you're in fellowship, and you're just quietly on your way to the fiery hot sulfur springs. And so unless people are willing to roll up their sleeves and encourage their pastors and encourage the other folks that they go to church with, we have a thing in our neighborhood, and you know, group of patriots, but we joke we're pilgrims too. You know, we're in an outpost, so to speak, because when it really comes to the rubber meeting the road, there's very few people necessary. I heard a pastor say recently, it's different day, but it's the same demons. And I thought, you know, that's a great way to put it, because it is. And everybody thinks that, you know, there's a new twist on things. No, there isn't. The devil will get more and more deceptive and deceiving and so forth, but he's only got the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And unless we have good teachers that can point that out and shake us up a little bit and then bring us into action. I mean, open the book of Acts and read it. Yeah, they were quiet for a minute, and they waited for a minute, and they, you know, what is Exodus 14:14? The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. There's a time and a place to be still and wait for the Lord to talk to you. His ways are not our ways.
Absolutely. And Jim, one of the things that I'm reminded of is 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 and 4. Let me read that and then tie our thoughts together. For the time will come, and I paraphrase, has come, the time will come when they will not endure, that's not put up with, listen to, tolerate, adhere to, sound doctrine, but after their own lust, that's cravings, desires, they shall heap to themselves, that is accumulate to themselves, teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall believe and shall be turned unto fables, that's myths, fables, fiction. And God warns us about the false teachers. Jeremiah 5:31, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And the thing that I capped that off with, Matthew 24:24, for there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And 24, verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And that's what we see happening. I don't know if you heard the earlier portion of the broadcast, but it goes back to 1988, where some writer said 88 reasons Jesus Christ is returning in 1988. Then Harold Camping in 1996 said that Jesus was coming back. 2014 and 15, John Hagee and a group of others with the Four Blood Moons wrote books and sold millions of dollars worth of books that Jesus Christ was coming back. 2014-2015, September the 6th through the 23rd. And now we have the same mantra, and it's because of a lack of a proper hermeneutics and reviewing and understanding the Word of God. You were about to
Amen.
Say something.
And think about the difference between what happened pre-COVID and after COVID. Talk about a control thing. And if the listening audience will pull up and say, oh, this guy James from Jacksonville is a conspiracy theorist. Nope. Look up MK Ultra. Look up Operation Paperclip. Look up Operation Bluebeam. Nowadays, they have all over the world ways to put holograms and laser work and light shows basically in the sky and make signs and wonders appear to people. Mm-hmm. How many people fell for what the government was preaching and saying, wear a mask? No, wear two masks. Don't touch anybody. Don't go near anybody. Now, President Trump yesterday, I think it was, Sunday afternoon, but release something to the drug company saying, you told me it was safe and effective, and I want to see the data that shows
yes.
it was safe and effective.
Yes, I've got the articles before me.
Yeah, terrific, mm-hmm. terrific.
He's saying, I want to know now.
Yeah, we've got a person in leadership in America now that is obviously not a perfect man, and he's probably starting to become one of those people that's being humbled. And he's now got prayer back in the schools. He's now got prayer back in the White House. He's now thanking God himself in front of the whole world. And is he perfect? No, he's far from perfect. But is he starting to get on the right track and get on the narrow way? Yes, I think he is. And I think he's starting to hold people in the government that were corrupt people, and I'll say evil people, Some of them have been asleep at the wheel and complacent, but some of them flat out evil. And unless he can get that reined in and get those people, if it's applicable, prosecuted, we're going to be in deep trouble. But obviously that's not, you know, what our ultimate goal is, to point as many people to Christ as we possibly can, Muslims included. You know, once if I've been raised up as a little kid and beaten and shown the beauty of being a martyr and taking out my enemy from the time I can think, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, and this person is bad and this person is evil, whether they are or not, and I'm beaten. Some of those kids are really treated horrifically. A lot of them are treated horrifically. The women are considered chattel. I mean, there's horrific stuff, and they grow up and just, oh, ho-hum. And these liberal people that are, they're just not getting it, that there's some real evil and some real angry people in the world. And if we just go, oh, well, what's that sticker that always drives me crazy about coexist? Yeah, that's terrific. Point out a culture that they let radical Islam come in and they coexisted. Yes. Where is it?
Well, James, if I can jump in, what we're doing, it goes back to our immigration system, and we're finding that most of those that come in are not willing to assimilate. They want to maintain mm-hmm. their own culture, their own language, their own menu, if you please, and yet they want America. In fact, more and more of those that are interviewed on that subject say the only reason they came to America was the money, because of they wanted to get wealth, they wanted to get rich, and they came to America to do it, but refusing to assimilate. I believe there needs mm-hmm. to be something in the immigration laws that require English and English only, and you cannot have the, you can go in some places in New York, and within about a 10-block area, you have about 80-some-odd different cultures and languages right here in America, right there in New York City, just in a few blocks radius. So I believe the major thing is we need to recognize, we need to get back to the Word of God, especially in the conversation today about supposed rapture of the church coming on the 23rd of September. And I used the term years ago when I preached the message from the pulpit of rejecting the four blood moons. I said then that these false prophets and false teachers are promulgating what I call biblical pornography. It's exciting, it's alluring, it's addictive, it's dangerous, it's destructive, it's deadly, but it appeals to the senses, the sight, and sensationalism, and therefore it's being embraced. And Christians are embracing it, and I believe that if Christians stopped embracing, get back to the Scripture, and stop listening to the voodoo theology that's been promulgated by the false teachers, we'd have a long way to go to be accomplished in Christendom today. But James, we need to pray and keep looking up. And the major thing I want to say again to our listeners, call your city councilman. Require them on your behalf to say no to this application for rezoning for a Islamic jihadist slaughterhouse right in a residential area in our city. Thank you, James, very much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Lily's on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you for the courage to be speaking up at this time. My little input is thinking of what you have been discussing. We know the whole idea is that culture after culture have rejected our Creator God and Jesus Christ, our Lord. And because of that, Romans, he gave them over to their reprobate minds. And we know that the powers of darkness have moved in. So we're dealing with what we keep recognizing as total craziness. Thinking of the Islamic takeover, England, we know that over the years, little by little, churches closing down and the mosque taking over, Muslims buying the clothes and opening up the mosque. And a whole section of England, as far as we know, is practicing Sharia law. The British police can't go there or don't go there. So they've taken over, and that is not just England, but we know it's the same thing in France, the other countries in Europe that have do the same stupidness of little by little. And here in America, it's just shameful that we just following suit. I understand that in England They have actually come to the fences about the transition thing and have passed a law and say it is illegal to mutilate the bodies of children. They're talking about transition. And yet, in America, we understand that state after state have it in their curriculum, to teach children, and when they're not teaching them what they should read and write, and what they're teaching them about transition, that if you have a boy you can become a girl, and a girl, and it's not worse than that. You understand that the system here in quite a lot of places, President Trump is trying, but it's a hard task. You know, believers, we are in big trouble. The doctors not supposed to say that the baby is a boy or a girl. that baby must grow and take a decision when it is
Lily, what that is doing is spitting in God's face. God said He created male and female, created He them. And yet, according to the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, I believe the last count I had, they supposed to be 157 different gender identities. But it demands our prayer and our constant vigilance. And I say to all of our listeners again, Lily, call your city councilman, say no to this proposal of having an Islamic slaughterhouse in a residential area, or in fact, any place in Jacksonville. Lily, our time's about up, so I'm going to let you run. But thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Davis is on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, don't give a Muslim one piece of pepperoni. He'll eat the whole pie.
You're exactly right. It's amazing. It's amazing what we see, Davis, with the mindset that it's okay. But most of these that come into America, just as in Dearborn, Michigan, there's no assimilation. But right now in Dearborn, Michigan, all city leaders are Islamic. They have the five times a day call to prayer from the prayer towers of the Islamic Jihadist Mosque. And the citizens has to tolerate that. And we see that as the sample of what's taking place across America. And as I say in my book, Is Islam Tolerant? When any Islamic group comes into a city, state, or a nation and reach 2-6% in population, they rise up and demand halal food, that is what is called pure, clean food for Islamics, and they demand to have, as we're seeing now, their own slaughterhouse, et cetera, et cetera. So, Davis, what is your suggestion? What is the answer? What should citizens do knowing this today? We've got just a few seconds left.
Well, we just need to be real careful, but if the Lord comes tonight, they're going to be really disappointed on the 26th or the 28th or whatever it is they're looking for.
23rd.
23rd. They're going to be very disappointed.
Brother, you're exactly right, and that took place 2014, 15, 2016, 2017, and it's taking place again, and the anemic, unlearned Christians are embracing it. So thank you so much, Davis, for your call, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next